It is 7 a.m. and you are listening to BFF.FM. Best frequencies forever. This is your musical savior, Steve Fox, live broadcasting from inside the Citadel of Liberty, San Francisco, deep within the heart of the Republic of California, broadcasting to all of my brothers and sisters in free country and behind the lines. Hey, America, it's time to wake the F up.
Take it. make 30 a mandatory retirement age, and we're going to set up rehabilitation camps.
Citizens will report to them after 5 years.
In groovy surroundings, we're going to psych them all out on LSD, babies.
BFF.FM.
BFF.FM, brand spanking new music from Turbo Negro, John Carpenter Power Ballad, right here on yet another edition of Wake the F Up. Steve Fox hanging with you on this Saturday morning. Another morning in the resistance, another day closer to victory, babies. and I'll be here with you all the way, holding that flag high, waving that symbol of this republic, blasting out rock and roll right here at BFF.fm. This week's Wake the F Up is going to take a little bit of a local turn. We are here, of course, in the city of San Francisco on a lovely, lovely late spring day. You know, we are a completely biased show here at Wake the F Up, and we are going to be giving you a little bit of information about local elections because the California primary is, of course, happening on June 5th. And if you haven't found out and researched what you're doing for your trip to the voting booth, or if you're mailing it in, we will give you a little bit of help. So much to cover. So much craziness going on in the world today. And yet, here we stand. Against everything that's happening in Washington, D.C. We'll get to more of it. More rock and roll. Of course you know who this is. A favorite. Iggy Pop, James Williamson, Kill City.
But it's a loaded gun to me. Well, I'm sick of keeping quiet, and I am the wild boy. I'm sick of keeping quiet, and I am the wild boy. Well, if I have to die here first, I'm gonna make some noise.
let go. Don't get upset if things are going slow.
People getting over every single day. Some are hardworking, others aren't worth the wait.
Sometimes I need a hand and there you are, holding me up like a kickstand.
Hey,
let's hope the world spins right off the axis of this cruel joke. But in the meantime, we might as well do our best to try to do our best.
Hey,
let's hope our friends make money so they don't live broke. But here it comes again, knocking you down. It's like a fight without a kickstand.
We'll be right back.
BFF.FM. I honestly touch myself. Right here at Wake the F Up, Steve Fox hanging with you on this Saturday morning. As promised, I wanted to talk a little bit about our pissed off voters guide that we have. The San Francisco League of Pissed Off Voters has a very good guide for you. If you're local, standing here, sitting here, being here with me on this fine peninsula. This is the first time in a very long time in San Francisco that we have a mayoral race that's very competitive. It's been a long time since a lot of fat cats have been super pro-business and super anti-renter, anti-poor person here in the city. And, you know, the shorthand of all of this will be, if you're going to vote for mayor, our recommendations, because it's a 1-2-3 slot mayoral race, you should vote Jane Kim, Mark Leno, Amy Farrah Weiss. One more time for everybody out there, if you're writing this down. Jane Kim, slot number one. Mark Leno, slot number two. Amy Farrah Weiss, slot number three. The mayoral race in San Francisco. A little local flavor here on Wake the F Up. We are going to take back this city for all the people, because the power is in all the people. Dead Kennedys.
If efficiency and progress is ours once more, now that we have the new Tehran bomb, it's nice and quick and clean and gets things done. Away with the sesenomy, but no less valued a property. The sense in war, but perfect sense at home. The sun beats down and a brand new day. No more will they tax the pay. And something to them's gonna be flashing the light. Godless millions whisk away. At last we have more room to play. Our systems go and kill the poor tonight.
Kill the poor tonight. I'm Keith Olbermann, and this is The Resistance. On July 14th, Kellyanne Conway, who 7 months ago had denied that there had ever been any contact about electoral meddling between the Trump campaign and the Russians, announced, quote, "The goalposts have been moved. We were promised hard evidence of systemic, sustained, furtive collusion." In point of fact, the story of the June 9th, 2016 Trump Jr. Veselnitskaya meeting is all that and more. The sheer volume of information in this one thread of the Trump campaign conspiracy with Russia is so overwhelming that only when viewed chronologically does it make any sense, or does it become clear that it is, in short, a timeline of treason. Spring 2015, per the Wall Street Journal, U.S. intelligence agencies begin to detect conversations and, quote, captured Russian government officials discussing associates of Donald Trump. June 3rd, 2016, Trump acquaintance Rob Goldston emails Trump Jr. offering a meeting at which Trump Jr. will be provided with, quote, very high level and sensitive information that would incriminate Hillary as part of Russia and its government's support for Mr. Trump. 17 minutes later, Trump Jr. replies, "If it's what you say, I love it." June 7th, 2016, 6:14 p.m., Trump Jr. confirms the meeting. June 7th, 2016, 9:13 p.m., 3 hours after the confirmation, Donald Trump gives a speech promising revelations, quote, probably next Monday, about how Hillary Clinton's, quote, corrupt dealings gave, quote, favorable treatment to other governments, including, quote, the Russians. June 9th, 2016, 4 p.m., Trump Jr., Kushner, Manafort meet in Trump Tower with Russian attorney Natalia Veselnitskaya, reported Russian spy Rinat Akhmetshin, the publicist Goldston, a pro-Putin translator, and possibly others. Air reportedly tells Trump Jr., Kushner, and Manafort that she has information about illicit donations and funding to the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee. They do not contact the FBI. June 9th, 2016, 4:40 p.m., 10 minutes after the meeting ends, Donald Trump tweets mockingly about Clinton's emails using the figure 33,000 for the first time. June 14th, 2016, 5 days after the meeting, it is revealed for the first time that the Democratic National Committee has been the victim of an ongoing months-long cyber attack, documents then posted by hacker Guccifer 2.0. July 24th, 2016, 45 days after the meeting, Trump Jr. is interviewed on CNN and dismisses questions about whether the Russians are trying to hurt Clinton. "It's disgusting," Trump Jr. says. "It's so phony. I can't think of bigger lies." But that exactly goes to show you what the DNC and what the Clinton camp will do. They will lie and do anything to win. July 27th, 2016, 48 days after the meeting, at a news conference, Trump says, quote, "Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails." December 18th, 2016, 192 days after the meeting, Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway asked if anyone involved in the Trump campaign had any contact with Russians trying to meddle with the election, answers, quote, "Absolutely not. And I discussed that with the president-elect just last night. Those conversations never happened. That is just not only inaccurate and false, but it's dangerous." March 17, 2017, 281 days after the meeting, the New York Times asks Trump Jr. if he had any campaign-related meetings with Russian nationals. "None that were set up. None that I can think of at the moment. Certainly none that I was representing the campaign in any way." April 4, 2017, 299 days after the meeting, Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa writes to the Secretary of Homeland Security asking for information about a lobbyist who, quote, "has been accused of acting as an unregistered foreign agent for Russian interests and apparently has ties to Russian intelligence." The lobbyist is named Rinat Akhmetshin. He was at the meeting. No later than April 30th, 2017, 325 days after the meeting, the fact of the Trump Jr. Kushner Manafort meeting with Veselnitskaya and the others is known to the Senate Intelligence Committee. Member James Lankford of Oklahoma says, quote, "This meeting was known because it was turned in the background checks in April, actually, for Jared Kushner." May 12, 2017, 337 days after the meeting, the Trump Justice Department settles its fraud and money laundering case against a Russian firm. The damages sought had been $230 million. The settlement amount was just $6 million. The Russian firm was Prevazon Holdings. Its attorney was Natalia Veselnitskaya. The prosecution had been begun by the man Trump fired as the New York U.S. Attorney, Preet Bharara. June 23, 2017, 379 days after the meeting, Kushner reportedly resubmits his SF-86 security form for the second time, adds only one name to the list of his foreign contacts, that of Natalia Veselnitskaya. Approximately June 27, 2017, 383 days after the meeting, Trump attorneys Mark Kasowitz and Alan Garten are reportedly informed of the Trump Jr. email chain about the meeting, and the Trump campaign reportedly pays $50,000 to the law offices of Alan S. Futterfoss. He will shortly be identified as representing Trump Jr. and per election law, if he can be paid through the campaign, then by definition, he is dealing with a campaign matter. July 8, 2017, 394 days after the meeting, the New York Times reports Trump Jr., Kushner, and Manafort met with Veselnitskaya on June 9, 2016. Trump Jr. then issues a denial, claiming the meeting was about Russian adoptions. The New York Times later reports the denial was crafted by, quote, a small cadre of President Trump's advisors huddled in a cabin aboard Air Force One. Ultimately, the president signed off on a statement for Donald Trump Jr., unquote. That effectively makes any effort to conceal this truth a White House cover-up. July 9, 2017, 395 days after the meeting, the New York Times now reports Trump Jr. was promised dirt on Hillary Clinton at that meeting. Trump Jr. now issues a second denial, saying the meeting was supposed to be about the Clinton campaign and dirt, but that he ended it when no supporting evidence was provided and the subject was changed to adoptions. July 11, 2017, 397 days after the meeting, the New York Times advises Trump Jr. it is about to publish his email chain. He releases it instead himself. He is interviewed on Fox News, dismisses the meeting as, quote, such a nothing. Is asked, quote, as far as this incident is concerned, this is all of it? And Trump Jr. replies, this is everything, this is everything. July 12, 2017, 398 days after the meeting, Donald Trump speaks of the meeting to reporters aboard Air Force One, quote, I only heard about it 2 or 3 days ago. July 13, 2017, 399 days after the meeting, Donald Trump changes his story. He tells reporters he may have known about the meeting earlier, quote, in fact, maybe it was mentioned at some point, but he insists he was not told it was about Hillary Clinton and dirt. The press secretary for Vice President Mike Pence is then interviewed by Fox News. Three times he is asked if Pence has ever met with Russians. Three times he refuses to answer. July 14, 2017, 400 days after this meeting, it is reported another Russian accompanied Veselnitskaya. He soon identifies himself as Ranit Akhmetshin. He is in turn identified as a former Soviet intelligence agent, possibly continuing Russian, quote, asset, accused computer hacker. Akhmetshin reportedly says Veselnitskaya brought a folder of documents to the meeting and he believes she left them there. Veselnitskaya, in turn, tells the Wall Street Journal she was in frequent contact with Russian officials. July 16, 2017, 402 days after the meeting, Trump attorney Jay Sekulow asks why, if it was nefarious, the Secret Service didn't prevent the meeting of June 9, 2016. It is noted that at that date, no member of the Trump family except Trump himself was receiving Secret Service protection, raising the question why the Secret Service would have vetted a meeting Trump himself did not know about himself or ask about himself or attend himself. We were promised hard evidence of systemic, sustained, furtive collusion, said Kellyanne Conway. Well, Ms. Conway, promise fulfilled. Your client can turn himself in any time now. Resist. Remove. Peace.
Suck my left one. Take one. It's rolling.
Suck my left one! We'll be right back.
BFF.FM, Best Frequencies Forever. Suck My Left One, Bikini Kill, right here on Wake the F Up. Steve Fox hanging with you on this glorious Saturday. And even though we've got more yammering and horribleness out of the White House and its staff and it's crass and it's disgusting, and they're never going to apologize for anything they say. Look, we here at Wake the F Up are not huge fans of the policies backed by John McCain. We never have been. But babies, let me tell you, we don't go around disparaging American patriots when they're dying of cancer. That's just the horrible id of the Republican Party that sits in the Oval Office. The orange nightmare. The volcano of nacho cheese coming out of his mouth. And his minions. But we here need to focus on local elections this week, because all politics are local. We've been going through and reading the Pissed Off Voters Guide for San Francisco. If you need more information, local folks, you should go check out the full guide at theleaguesf.org. At theleaguesf.org. A quick rundown. We've got propositions locally for San Francisco this time around, and here is the way we feel about those propositions. Because we are pretty much in league with the League of Pissed Off Voters. Proposition A, authorize Public Utilities Commission to issue clean energy bonds, yes. Proposition B, yes. Commissioners with conflicts can't be candidates. Proposition C, hell to the yeah. Tax on commercial rent for child care and elder and early education. Proposition D, it is a disappointing no. You can read more about why at theleaguesf.org. That is the divisive commercial rent tax for too little housing. Proposition E, a yes, uphold the ban on flavored tobacco products. Proposition F, a big hell yes, right to counsel for tenants facing eviction. Proposition G, another big hell yes, parcel tax to give teachers a raise. Proposition H, a hell no, let police use tasers on nonviolent people. Come on, really? And Proposition I, SF shouldn't steal sports teams from other cities. Sure, why not? So, those are our rundown on local propositions here in San Francisco. We do everything we can to keep resisting and keep pushing back against what is happening in the autocracy that is the federal government. We are too old for this crap and too young to die. Agent Orange.
Just the way I feel, I don't know why. Well, I learned from my mistakes. This time I will escape. I'm too young to die. World!
seem like this is real. I guess it's just the way I feel. I don't know why. Well, I learned from my mistakes. This time I will escape. I'm too young to die.
Hi, it's Fitz. You're going to be in a great mood all day because you're going to be slapping your troubles away. Here's a potato, one slap, but you add a mushroom, 4 or 5 seconds, it's done. This thing, stop having a boring life. Put it here like this. Now you're going to have a nice, and you're going to love this.
BFF.FM.
Tell me.
BFF.fm. Brand new music from the Buttertones, Baby C4, right here on Wake the F Up. Steve Fox, hang with you for a couple more minutes on this glorious Saturday morning. Another day closer to victory as we press this illegitimate president and his quite evil staff. All politics being local, if you haven't voted in your primary, if your primary hasn't happened yet, like it hasn't happened here in San Francisco, please get out and register to vote. If you're standing, sitting, sleeping, kneeling, doing other weird things on the peninsula I'm broadcasting from, please remember that youth can vote. 16 and 17-year-olds can pre-register, and your registration will automatically be activated when you turn 18. Former felons, you can vote. Even if you've committed a felony, you can vote as long as you're off parole. Don't let anyone disenfranchise you. And in case you're lazy, if you're a slacker, yes, you too can vote, because there's Election Day voter registration happening. 5/21 is the deadline to get it in officially, but you can still vote. You just need to register and vote at City Hall here in San Francisco. Please remember that. Please get out and vote. Please help others to get out and vote. We can blow the doors in on the man. It's about that time for me to get out of here until we meet again. You stand up. You fight back. Never give up. And resist. My bloody Valentine.
covers a multitude of sins.
Lieutenant, what have we here? A Zeon?
Yes, obviously he's not one of us. I captured him. Is that not the correct procedure with enemies of the fatherland?
With all Zeon pigs, Lieutenant.
Take charge of him.
With pleasure. Today we have a surprise planned for you, Zeon.
Your uniform, Captain.
Yes, it's a shame yours isn't as attractive as mine. Gestapo, I believe.
Quite correct. You should make a very convincing Nazi.
BFF.FM.
Oh,